Dr. Halberdier educated in a clinic note on Anthony Frank. Patient seen with history of multiple complaints, recently changing insurance, looking for referrals to specialists like he had before, gives history of hypertension. And lidocaine, also with history of tachycardia, and questionable atrial abnormality on the metoprolol per cardiologist, history of chronic GI problems with esophageal procedures, in the past, TIPS procedure times two, with history of GERD, history of low back pain off and on without evaluation, brought on by driving truck long distances, history of renal impairment with 49% function seen by nephrologist with repeat testing showing questionable normal kidneys, with history of increased potassium normal on repeating, history of venous insufficiency with the recent cardiac evaluation and procedure, history of cardiac irregularity with a cardiac workup including monitor, echo, and stress test, essentially normal, told that not having cardiac problems, but has continued complaints of upper and chest pains extending to shoulders and back. States that GI doctor told him he might be having a diaphragmatic problem with recommended x-rays of his imaging studies of his abdomen, apparent CAT scan. Not sure if he's had ultrasounds, but he did, and of his abdomen, but he did have ultrasounds of his kidneys. States he has holes in his testicles when he was born, which closed. Has had colonoscopy, that he's had stomach problems all his life, beginning in childhood with mother telling him that he had some sort of upper abdominal distension problem without procedures noted. Multiple workups have been essentially negative, except for GI esophageal procedures done in the past. and sinus tachycardia, also with complaints of a pain to his left third finger, evident when he reaches reaches to his left side with his hand driving his truck. States he's been anxious about decreased income the past few months because of having to see all the different specialists. EKG performed in the office showed PA's premature atrial contractions, otherwise essentially normal. Physical exam, and I hear some throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation percussion, heart regular rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness, back no CVA tenderness, slight no definite tenderness to lumbar sacral area, although he describes pain there intermittently. Extremities, skin, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient is to return for lab work. As soon as possible, states he's going to be gone for next week with relatives, but we'll do lab work when he returns. Advised to try to find specialists or repeat specialists that he's had in the past if he's unable to have follow-up with his current specialist because of his insurance change. Final diagnosis, sleep disturbance, recommended to take melatonin, chronic chest pain without definite abnormality other than palpitations, and history of tachycardia on the metoprolol, history of chronic GERD with esophageal CHIPS procedures times two, on omeprazole, history of restless leg syndrome with medications, ropinirole, and history of high blood pressure on amlodipine, history of a patient also had abdominal pain, so maybe diaphragmatic abnormality without further evaluation at this time. History of a severe renal impairment, apparently not present on retesting. Evidence of severe anxiety, distress related to multiple procedures with indefinite etiology. Patient advised to follow up with his cardiologist, to follow up with his GI doctor, to get lab work next week as discussed, to follow up here for further evaluation and to render care as needed and authorize referrals as needed. We are presently his PCP under his insurance. And we'll need to regulate his medical and to oversee his, oversee his medical care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier. Sorry for this long dictation. I hope you got most of it. Difficult patient. Thank you. Goodbye.